Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobanka. Ground
beef. Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck,
hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Well, here we go on a Thursday Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza. Today is going to be a special show, CC. You know why?
Yes.
Why?
So I saw the show sheet and it has to do with ice cream and milkshakes.
Today is the first day of summer. And that's a perfect day for ice cream and milkshakes. Today also happens to be National Vanilla Milkshake Day. And here's the thing. We're kind of in a holding pattern. You know what I mean? Like, we're waiting for the Panthers game tomorrow night. So we're just kind of in this holding pattern. Panthers are traveling today to Edmonton. They had their morning skate around. Solana, this is going to drive you crazy, but Ekman-Larsson is still on the first power play line. He was at practice today. I know you're calling for his firing. You want them to waive him because he skated leisurely after Matthew Tkachuk's I can't even call it game saving save.
It was
incredible. No, it was well. They were already. I mean, regardless. Oliver Ekman-Larsson is still going to be out there to frustrate you, Solana, when he's putting goals in the net. So I don't know what's going on there with
Paul Solana. Paul Maurice still trusts him. I think I'll go with Paul.
You know whose birthday it is today, by the way? Speaking of the Panthers, your favorite Panther.
Sam Bennett.
Sam Bennett is celebrating a birthday today.
You know why? And they say happy birthday to him, you're going to tell him shut up. That's why
you're
I like
punch them in the face.
Birthday. Get out of my damn head.
I dare anyone to say happy birthday to Sam Bennett. That'd be like talking to an alien. He's an angry man. He likes to fight. He likes to be surly. He doesn't want you wishing him a happy birthday.
No. Who told us that he doesn't like people?
Like Billy Lindsay.
Yeah. After he told us that, I started watching him. He no emotion. He scores a goal. Like he pushes guys off of him. Don't celebrate with me. That's what we're supposed to do.
I'm giving you a public service announcement. If you see Sam Bennett at the airport, they're probably already gone. But if you see Sam Bennett at the airport today, do not walk up and wish him a happy birthday. If anything, just throw a hot coffee in his face. That's what he likes.
Hey, Hawk, I'm going to just... You think Sam Bennett's at Shula's Burger in Terminal 3 before they fly to Edmonton?
Sam Bennett! You think Sam Bennett stands on ceremony? First of all, Sam Bennett goes to the airport. He goes to one of those, you know, walk-up kiosks where you grab whatever you want, and then you run it over the little thing, and it charges your credit card. He just grabs whatever he wants and walks away, and he dares security to come chase him down.
Have you ever thought about that? They have that little Hispanic woman standing there. She's not going to say anything if you just grab something and walk away.
Oh, I mean, listen, you pull into the Ameren Bank Arena. I shouldn't be saying this, but you pull into the Ameren Bank Arena. If you have any kind of parking, you show them the little thing and they go, yeah, to the right. And I go, absolutely. And I take a hard left and I go right into the VIP lot. Really, they're gonna shut down parking to chase me? We gotta close them, close it. It's like close, like FAA closing down airspace.
Close down the. We got a Cadillac, and he's going left. We told him right. He's going left. We told him right.
Code red. The enemy is here.
Anyway. Joe Clark is running their parking. But anyway, today is going to be a special show because we're in a holding pattern. So we thought we'd have some fun, and we pulled out some of our best ofs. And we figured, hey, we'll celebrate the first day of summer. Today's the summer solstice. So it'll be light out late for the longest amount of time this year. And then it starts to reverse a little bit. And before you know it, we'll be doing our best of Christmas Day show. It goes quickly, man. It goes quickly. But today's the summer solstice. So we have, and today, again, it's National Vanilla Milkshake Day, but we don't have anybody drinking vanilla milkshakes. That's a little too easy for us. We have Mike Cugno drinking a Grimace shake. You see what's going on with the Grimace and the New York Mets?
No.
So the Grimace threw out the first pitch for the Mets game when the Marlins were up there, by the way. And then the Mets strung off 7 wins in a row. They lost last night, I think. So they're 7-1 since the Grimace threw out their first pitch. They are selling Grimace jerseys now, the Mets store. They have, like, their Twitter account is all mashups with them and the Grimace. ESPN Stats and Info has Grimace stats when it comes to the Mets. Like, they have embraced him. But if you remember, I think it was last summer, the Grimace shake was unveiled. And we had Mike Cugno, it was a purple shake. We had Mike Cugno go out and drink a Grimace shake. We're going to play that for you today. Yeah, several years ago, Tuan Russell drank a Shamrock Shake on the air with us. We're going to play that today. He's lactose intolerant.
he lets us know what's going to happen.
His insides are as angry as Sam Bennett's outsides. And we have a famous milkshake incident on this show. Joe Zagacki going through the drive-thru at McDonald's trying to get, I believe, a Shamrock Shake. And he doesn't seem to understand that he's not at the neighborhood milkshake stand. And so he's getting a little cutesy with the McDonald's drive-thru person. And then to top it all off today, because it's the summer solstice, we have Aronde Gadsden's Mount Rushmore of ice cream. And you know OG takes that stuff seriously. So
more serious than football.
Well, obviously, something happens. I mean, if Tua signs an extension, you won't hear any of the milkshake stuff. You'll hear us blathering on and on about Tua and why he deserves it, and I'll read the text machine, and everybody will be saying, biggest mistake in Dolphins history since Mike Wallace. But that's, again, Solana, his head will explode. He'll be angrier than Sam Bennett. So we'll keep an eye on everything, but the truth of the matter is it's a travel day. Panthers did practice today. But it's travel day for them, travel day for most of the media. And tomorrow we will give you a full 4 hours getting ready for game 6 in Edmonton. But we'll have some fun today since it's the first day of summer. And we just want to have a little fun, drink some milkshakes, eat a little ice cream, the way we roll here. So without further ado, let us get headlines here with our own Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. So we're really not going to circle back to Brandon Ayuk, I feel, huh? It seems like we've...
You know what? Cancel the Aronde Mount Rushmore of ice cream. Let's play back the Brandon Ayuk headlines from 2 days ago.
I mean, Crowder, training camp's what, like 7 weeks away, 6 weeks away? Like, you got to get ready for inside the NFL, man. I'm just trying to help out.
I'm concerned with Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers, man. Come on, Solana. Let's just text about it.
You don't want to talk about the ill-fated submarine dive to the Titanic site again?
It was the one-year anniversary, Hawk. I thought it was such a big story last year. I figured we'd, you know, just pay a little homage.
No, I'm with you. That's a good. That's like a good story where you mention it at some point during the 4 hours. You just happened to mention it at the moment we were having the biggest laughs of the day. That's when you chose to mention. And by the way, a lot of innocent people exploded 1 year ago today when their submarine exploded trying to visit the Titanic.
Hmm.
And you said it so happy.
It was a mood killer.
Yeah.
You ever been in a situation and then there's something that becomes a mood killer? It's what Solana's. You did.
Alana's whole relationship, I bet.
Game 6 is tomorrow. Panthers at the Oilers, 8 p.m. The game is in Edmonton. Yeah, so the Panthers plane, Hawk, the Panthers plane was flying the Celtics from Boston to South Florida yesterday, according to Andy Slater. The Celtics left South Florida after partying here, landed back in Boston. And then that same plane returned to South Florida yesterday to take the Panthers to Edmonton for tomorrow's game.
Yeah, a lot of times these professional planes, they do lease them out for other travel so that they get a bigger return on investment for the plane that they bought for the team. Because someone had, I saw a tweet, tweeted Ben Volen yesterday. They were in California and they saw the Patriots plane and they wanted to know, why is the Patriots plane out here? And it was because the Patriots had leased it out to someone. I don't know who.
Yeah. Drop 30, 40 million on something. You don't want it sitting in the garage.
I got to imagine these planes are more than that. These are like 767s, aren't they? I mean these have to be several hundred million, no?
Yeah, you don't want that thing sitting up.
Yeah.
That's funny. Whenever they see the team planes, like, oh, well, they're going to recruit this guy. I'm like, do you think this plane sits there until the owner wants to move somewhere? Like, come on, man. It's unrealistic.
Yeah, you can get a Boeing for like 50% off now, though, I think.
Yeah, but they haven't checked anything. That's the problem. So
just get some Gorilla Glue.
They've got windows flying out like it's Crowder's Deep.
Gorilla Glue works. You even stopped counting the days, Solana.
You see, no, we've got it. We've got the big board down here. The problem is Jimmy's in Europe, and he's the one that was changing it. But we've got the big board down here. Like, that tooth starts getting a little shaky. You better watch out.
Jimmy has peppered me with DMs today. He is playing bingo on the cruise ship, but again, like I said yesterday, he doesn't send me pictures of him playing bingo or him on the cruise ship. He is literally sending me pictures of just his bingo card, which I kind of know what a bingo card looks like. So he sends me a picture of the empty bingo card. He says, The grand prize is 500 euros. Like, he's super excited. And then, you can't see this coming, I get a picture of a bingo card that's pretty well filled out and says, so close. Jimmy is the exact guy that you want coming to your bingo thing, because he thinks he gets fooled every time that he's about to hit bingo.
B11, B11, B11. Oh.
On the cruise, too, the best part is they tell people, if you're one number away, stand up. And so you have all these idiots.
Right, and you know Jimmy. Yeah, there's literally just bingo card after bingo card. Nothing but him holding a bingo card.
He is on a cruise ship. I guarantee there's some beautiful views from that.
He's playing, because why would you go on a cruise ship and forget bingo? Like, you know, he's like, he is locked in.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though, that's underrated. That's underrated on a cruise ship. Every time I go on a cruise, going on one in a couple weeks, I play bingo every single day.
The people I see playing bingo on a cruise ship, I ask for them to be thrown overboard. They play bingo at the ramen place down the street every night, Monday night. If you want to go play bingo, find a bingo game. Don't go on a cruise that you're paying thousands of dollars for and sit in that smoky ballroom where they have the worst. They have me with no radio show calling bingo. Like, it's me, but I've never had a radio show in my life, but always wanted one. And so now I use bingo as my conduit to get behind a microphone, and it's a whole bunch of people. And instead of enjoying the pool and the tropical drinks and the sights, they're in this smoky little bingo room trying to win a $25 credit at the carnival store.
I take my kids in there and tell them to watch out for these guys.
That's what I do.
Yep. Hey, anybody in this room, if you see them, yell stranger danger.
But I have to be excited for Jimmy, because he's excited. So I'm like, let's go, you know. Right?
I told my kids, if they ever see Jimmy out, yell stranger danger.
Remember, I was in Cancun last year at that all-inclusive. They got poolside bingo. I'm going back to that same all-inclusive in about 3 weeks. Poolside bingo every day, 2 p.m. Can't wait.
Oh, my God. I can't honestly imagine a worse torture than being on vacation in Mexico, laying at the pool and playing bingo with Myrtle from Dubuque, Iowa.
A spicy mango marg and a little poolside bingo. I mean, there is nothing better.
Who are you?
Marge. He's Marge from Dubuque, Iowa.
A marg. A spicy mango marg.
Inter Miami. They beat Columbus yesterday 2-1. How about Inter Miami? 2-0 the Herons are without Messi and Suarez. Well, they're 2-0 in matches, 2-1. Because naming your mascot Heron, you deserve
it's an immediate L.
Yeah, you deserve an L. Gentlemen, the Copa America begins tonight. Argentina, Canada, they open things up 8 p.m. tonight. So Leo Messi didn't play last night, but he'll be playing for his national team. It's at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. All these games are either on Fox Sports 1 or on Fox. Tonight will be on FS1. 8 p.m. tonight, the American Cup begins.
All right.
You guys watched that big Slovenia-Serbia match earlier today in the Euros? I mean, you guys are just missing out on just some of the best sports in a very long time.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Exhilarating.
The Marlins are off today. Unbelievable. The Marlins are off today. But you can cash in on a Whopper Jr. today.
That's right.
Don't forget. They won yesterday.
That's right.
They begin a 3-game home series versus the Mariners mañana.
All right. Very good.
All right, guys. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy, but hot, humid. First day of summer. Man, it's around 90 degrees. That is your weather.
First day of summer, we will celebrate with some ice cold moments, ice cold memories. We have Mike Cugno in the next segment. Now, you know Cugno, and he's headed back to Edmonton, just the rest of the Saps. But Mike Cugno you know, he doesn't like to eat junk food, but he does it for our show. He's eaten a McRib before. We do during the summer drive-through radio. That's one of our things where we have some of our guests do a segment with us where they're actually going through the drive-through. And Cuño, he's done the McRib and he's done the Shamrock Shake. But last summer, he did the Grimace Shake. If you remember, I was all about the Grimace Shake. It was purple. I love the Grimace. Grimace is throwing heaters for the Mets right now. They've never looked this good. He's the best guy in their rotation. He looks like Bartolo Colon. And Mike Cuño last summer went through the drive-thru and got a Grimace Shake. And he's always entertaining when he does that. So we'll have Mike. He still has the chills over it. Mike Cuño drinking a Grimace Shake on our first day of summer celebration here on the Hockman and Crowder program. In a moment.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya.
Hawk and Crowder.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
So, Cuño, we're watching him. Now, we've done, you know, drive-through radio with Mike Cuño from CBS before. And I'll give you a real introduction here. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Cuño has an impressive list of gigs, Crowder. Sports anchor and reporter, CBS 4. Dolphins preseason sideline reporter on CBS 4. National sports reporter, CBS Sports HQ. But I believe his most impressive claim to fame is foregoing a healthy lifestyle, which he adheres to 24/7. Mm-hmm. But for our show, he is always willing to eat a McRib, drink a Shamrock Shake, do whatever it takes to entertain. And today we have the added component of video. So if you're listening to this on the radio right now or on the app, I would tell you after the show today, Solana will post the video so that you can actually see, and we're going to watch him as well, which is tremendously exciting. You can see my Cunha. So you go to YouTube and look for 560 WQAM, subscribe to our YouTube page, look for the Hockman and Crowder playlist, and you can see a whole bunch of clips. So there you are in your car. You're which McDonald's are you at?
McDonald's on 8th Street. Yeah, that's all I got for you. McDonald's on 8th Street.
And yeah. And are you in the drive-through line?
I'm not in the drive-through line because, you know, you guys tell me 225 every week. And so I'm ready. Yeah, listen, it's 235 is what we're going.
A couple hours short every now and then. I mean,
right, right.
All right. So
would you like
ahead.
Me to take
Yeah, yeah,
off?
Yeah. Get into the line. Now, you have to start thinking about this. You can't just get a Grimace shake. You have to order a Grimace birthday meal. They will not just sell you the shake. He's looking confused. I'll reimburse you.
What do you mean?
You cannot just order a Grimace shake. You have to get the Grimace birthday meal. So start thinking of whether you want the McNuggets Grimace birthday meal or the Big Mac Grimace birthday meal. Or if you want both, I'm happy to fork over the money.
I don't want any of it.
He doesn't even want the shake.
No, you always agree to this stuff. And then how long does it?
Yeah, no, I'm ready to order.
Yeah, go for it.
Can I do the Grimace shake? Hello?
She wasn't ready.
She's not ready.
All right. Did she ask if you were ready?
Oh, yeah. Hey, sorry. Could I get the Grimace shake? I could just get that. I don't have to order anything else. $4.19 for a Grimace shake. Okay.
Dang. Get two. Bring one back for Goldie.
Yeah, that's it. I'll just get that. Does that come with the side of Pepto or no?
I mean, come on. Who knows? I was just insulting. Now you're insulting them.
Thanks.
You're insulting them. You're insulting McDonald's. You're insulting the Grimace.
He says a what?
That lady's mentally, emotionally attached to Grimace.
Yeah. Yeah. You work at McDonald's. Listen, come around here, start insulting Len. I'm right back out. Like, that's our Grimace.
Who insulted anybody? I didn't insult anyone.
You kind of took a little shot at the Grimace there with the, does it come with Pepto?
I asked a question. I think that's a fair question. What do you mean?
Are you going to pay with cash? Are you going to pay with Apple Pay? What's happening here?
I'm going to pay with that Venmo you're about to send me for $4.19.
Are you light up on a car in front of you because your face is bright red? I'm assuming that someone's brake.
No, that's my anger right now just coming through the screen.
It does look like you have cartoon anger right now at us.
It is pouring. It's lightning. This is quite literally the last place I want to be.
All right. Very good. What have you eaten today? Like for people who don't know, Mike Cunha eats healthy 24/7.
Yeah. I had I had my normal eggs today, and then I had my, down we go. And then we had a smoothie.
All right. So just a smoothie and what? Like some egg whites, I'm guessing? Not even eggs?
No, eat the whole eggs. Come on now.
All right. Eat them raw?
That's where the protein's at. No.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Get a little Rocky out there, Mike.
My car's in front of you.
Have you ever eaten raw eggs, Crowder?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Wow. I've seen Crowder take pills before and just chew them. You know, pills that you're supposed to swallow because they taste terrible. And he just like that. I don't think any of that stuff affects him.
If it's not one of those gel caps, I'll chew like the harder ones.
Yeah. No, I've forced myself through the years that, like, to be honest, the most healthy stuff, like, you know, Mike, is terribly nasty. So yeah. I can literally just pound any shake, any drink, any eggs. I used to whip them up, and I didn't do it because it was tough. I did it because Rocky did it. Rocky drinks eggs, I'm going to drink eggs. So, yeah, I must, you know. And Chuck, once you start chugging beer and you get used to it, you could drink anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rocky also drank the Grimace shakes, and that's how he got, you know, into
Listen,
that shape.
We went through a phase where we had to drink these athletic greens.
Okay, I mean, you leave my AG1 alone. Oh, they're not paying anymore.
They're done, bro. They're done.
We're about done with the AG1. All right, let me tell you the truth here.
By the way, I'm coming up to the drive-thru window here.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's see. Yes. But have you tried this, by the way? Have you tried this? You have not? Is that a personal decision or no? Okay. All right, just curious.
Ask her if she wants the digits.
Mike got cute game. That was cute game.
That was cute. I fell for it.
Yeah. No.
Personal decision. Like, oh, as a matter of fact, I have tried it. I have one here. Yeah. He wasn't talking to me.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, that was good. That was nice and friendly. I can see. Tore it up at FSU.
I'm a people person, man. All right.
But you know what? But Mike, that could be called flirting because I get in trouble for being nice sometimes.
I'm just nice.
My answer too.
All right. You want to pull off into a parking spot?
No.
All right. You want to just do this on the road?
Yeah.
All right. Fire it up. Let's hold up that that grimace shake to the camera so everyone can see.
See what we're working with.
Yeah, what's happening here?
I am gonna pull into a parking.
All right, I hope so. I was a little nervous.
I was gonna say you're on Calle Ocho, bro. You should pull off into a parking lot ASAP.
Kind of like remembered where I was at.
Right.
So there's the purple, and I don't know what flavor is this.
Well, that's the million-dollar question.
No, it don't. See, this is what my problem is. You give me, like, the mystery meat of smoothies and shakes every single time I do this.
So I don't really know. I can tell you it's very smooth and very tasty. My son went out and got these for us. He says it tastes like cough syrup to him. He didn't like it, which is why I ended up with two Shamrock shakes here. I mean, Grimace shakes here. But I have a feeling you're going to like it a lot. You have a much more advanced palate.
Oh, my God. That is cough syrup. What is it, like that Robitussin? Like, what?
That's what my son said.
Is, like, spot on.
That he literally said Robitussin.
Oh, no. That ain't it. That ain't it.
It's fantastic. Are you kidding?
It is not. You have to stop. It's intervention
I'm not even
time.
Making it up.
You thought this was a show. This is me, Crowder, and Solana meeting with you to stop you from doing this to your body all the time.
It's an intervention.
Does yours look like this? Maybe you don't have a good one. Does yours look like this? Well, mix
lighter.
In the whipped cream a little bit. Mix in the whipped cream a little bit. Cut it. You got to cut it a little bit.
You gotta cut it a little bit.
That only makes sense. Anyone would have known that. Cut it a little bit. Yeah.
Some baking soda in there.
Oh. It's like synthetic. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it was built in a lab.
It escaped from a lab. Every good meal is synthetic and tastes like it comes from a lab. You don't like it.
No, yeah, I love it. No, not
Mike, what flavor were they trying to make in this lab? Can you even?
It's like,
God, I don't know, man. you know, like the elemental table in science. This is a new one. They haven't put that on yet. It's a very smooth
and creamy berry. Yeah. It's
gonna be
purple.
Smooth and creamy at some point.
I think it's purple. I think it's just purple. Certain flavors are purple. It's purple. You know,
I got a question. Do you make Manso do this stuff? Like it's
he's
just
way
disrespect.
Too established in this market to do
what
this.
What the hell is that? I've been living 9 years here. What does that mean?
I mean, now that you got the Dolphins preseason, maybe you can start stepping away from this
respect.
Stuff. But what have you done for us? The Shamrock Shake, the McRib, and now the Grimace Shake. Have you done anything else?
Yeah, you guys made me go through Boston Market because I'd never been to a Boston Market.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that.
Mac and cheese, I believe. Like, you went for the mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, it was mac and cheese day.
But I was the only one there. And like, I remember saying this on the show. I was like, this worries me because no one's here. It looked like I was the first people they saw all day.
So are you not going to finish the Grimace Shake?
I'm going to do exactly what I did with the Shamrock Shake and find the first trash can I can and dunk
what's
it in.
What's the better chance? The Heat getting Dame Lillard or you finishing the Grimace Shake?
The Heat getting Michael Jordan to come out of retirement and play for them.
No chance.
Really? So you know, you really don't like it. This is not a bit.
It's not a bit. My whole life's a bit with you, but yeah. This bit is, it did not hit. No.
If I remember correctly, though, you liked the Shamrock Shake.
No, you didn't remember correctly.
All right. If I remember correctly, you liked the McRib.
No. No, I had a bigger problem with the McRib than the Shamrock Shake.
If I remember correctly, you liked the mac and cheese at Boston Market.
My favorite of the four, I guess.
All right. How much time do we have left in this segment, Solana?
Like 2.5 minutes.
All right. Hightail it to Boston Market. Let's get some mac and cheese here. Mike, will you beep your horn for us since you're in the car? We get such a pleasure out of this. It really is a pathetic beef. All right, we'll let you go. Here, cheers to you, Mike Cugno.
I saw you tag Brady Quinn in this. Did you get Brady to do this?
Brady won't. Again, a little
he
too established
to
in his career.
He won't
to,
no, I'm taking the Brady route from now on.
Here's the thing with Brady. Brady established with us early on that he does not eat anything outside of three meals. So if he has breakfast and then is flying to the West Coast, he will not have a peanut. He does not snack in between meals.
That's
and
fine.
So he won't do any of our nonsense.
I need to start lying as well as Brady does.
I think you enjoy this stuff, and I think you're going to knock down that shake the moment you disconnect with us.
I'm going to send you a video of me throwing it into the street.
I don't know. I saw that face in that first sip.
Local news anchor litters. That's the blog post for today.
Huge accident on Calle Ocho, and then all of a sudden there's one of those.
This is just a picture.
Lineup photos, and it's Grimace.
Just the evidence marker is like right there on top of the shake.
Yeah, number one, the thing. All right, Cugno. Well, we love the fact that
you will
participate in our nonsense. Anything else on the docket for him coming up this summer? We have a lot of free time this summer. Anything anybody's interested in him having him do?
Nope. Nope.
7-11.
An octopus.
Mm. Octopus?
Yeah. I've eaten that. That's good.
Yeah. I'm trying to take the palate up a little bit, Mike.
But you and me are like this. The seafood, we're good. It's fine.
A fillet of fish. Get right back in that line, Cugno.
Right here.
Fillet
of fish, extra tartar sauce. Best fishing you'll have done all weekend.
Bye, Hawk.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is anyone listening to us?
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.